Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Hey friends, welcome back. I'm so excited that you're here today because we're going to celebrate. We're going to talk about celebrating and we are going to celebrate in this moment. I'm giving you full permission to celebrate yourself. And I want to take a minute to celebrate myself. I am very uncomfortable celebrating myself. And I'm going to give you a few different stories on why that is and where that comes from. And so this is me really stepping into an uncomfortable space and allowing myself to celebrate in the moment, to make it real and allow myself to feel the joy. Allow it to come in. So I just got home from purchasing a new car. And I'm so excited. And I, even after I was driving home, I was thinking to myself, like, do I want to share about this? Do I even want to say anything? Do I want to show people that I just got a new car? Like, I was feeling all sorts of ways about it. And then I was thinking and reflecting back on several different conversations I had this past week. And it was a lot of celebrating and acknowledging how far I've come. I was on my friend Kelsey's podcast for the second time, and she was just mirroring back to me the first time I was on her podcast, which was only like a little bit over a year ago, maybe 14 months ago, that at that time, I didn't even have a website up. I did not have a podcast. I did not have a Sound Vault membership. I had like a very quiet business that was all word of mouth, which is awesome, but I hadn't developed anything that was front facing for anybody to see. And so she was celebrating me and I was like, my gosh, that was just 14 months ago. How nuts. How crazy is that? So we took a moment to celebrate on her podcast. And I just love that she gave me that moment because it was really beautiful and honoring. And I allowed myself to fully receive that celebration, which has typically in the past been difficult for me to receive also. And then a few days after that, I was meeting with my virtual assistants and we were just reflecting on the past 6 months of work, which is I think what I had hired them about 6 months ago to help me out with some things. And again, I had no podcast when I hired them. I had no Sound Vault and I was playing it very safe. And so we were just reflecting on like how massive moves I've made and how awesome things have been. And we are strategizing about 2022 and already celebrating what's to come because you guys have no idea. 2022 is going to be nutso. It's going to be so fire. So a lot of celebrating to come. But it was just a lot of conversations around celebrating and acknowledging the growth and where I've come from. And today, purchasing this car, it was a really big moment for me because the car that I traded in was what I refer to as my getaway car. I bought that car by myself in 2017. Actually, it was December 26, 2017 that I bought that car. And it was just 2 days before I packed up that car and moved as much things as I could out of the house that I was living with my now ex-husband. And that was the only asset that I walked away with, was that car. And I bought that car because I needed something that was only in my name, that couldn't be taken away, that I knew I could be safe in. Even if I didn't have a home to live in, I could live in my car. And so today, and I'm like getting teary-eyed thinking about that because it was just so real. it was so real that I really thought like, okay, if I can't afford a home, at least I have this car. Oof. Yikes, guys. That's some real, it's realness right there. So today, as I go to trade in this car for a beautiful car that I couldn't even imagine stepping into years ago, I got to trade in a car that served me so well, that was able to get me from place to place and keep me safe symbolically and physically. And it was just this beautiful memorial of letting go of this past life. And, you know, I've been saying, if you've been around me for a while, you know, I've been manifesting a car for a long time and, you know, honoring my getaway car, but also knowing like I am so outgrown this car energetically, and I need something that fits where I'm at in life right now. And so now I have what I'm referring to, my catch me if you can car. So I let go of the getaway car and it's now catch me if you can. So I'm super excited about that. And so I'm taking this moment to really celebrate this because it has just significant meaning to me. And it's more than a car. It is a physical manifestation of all of the hard work that I've put in over the last 4 years. And all of the sacrificing. There was moments earlier on in like 2018, 2019, I was working 5 different jobs at one point, like lots of side hustles. If you knew me back then, you knew I was selling whitening toothpaste. Remember that time of my life? Yeah, that toothpaste saved my life too. Maybe I'll do a whole nother podcast about how that toothpaste saved my life. But, you know, life has been quite the journey, and I'm excited to be in a place where I can celebrate. And it's really, for me, like it's more of honoring all of the hard things that I've gotten through by myself, because it has been just that. I have a lot of friends who are my cheerleaders and who are encouraging and, you know, are there when I need them. Absolutely. But I mean, like, it's me and Quinn, my son, and it's been really hard. It's been really hard. And to see what I've been able to bring into my life and look at the life that I've created for him and I'm really proud of myself. I'm really, really proud of myself. And I'm telling you all of this because I want you guys to be able to celebrate yourself too. And it doesn't have to be like you're celebrating buying a new car. It took me years to get to this point, but I didn't celebrate the small things in between. I didn't celebrate launching my website. I didn't celebrate launching a podcast. I didn't celebrate launching my SoundVault membership. I didn't celebrate a million things in between. And I think that's sad. I think it's sad that I've worked so hard and I haven't allowed myself to feel the growth, to celebrate the wins, and to allow myself to be happy in the moments. For me, it's just like, okay, I did that one thing. Now I got to move on and do the next thing. And I don't ever take those moments in between to just reflect and memorialize and look at what I've developed. And so now I am taking a concerted effort and intention behind celebrating the big and the little things in between, because it's time for me to step into that space. So I want to share with you a little bit further why it's been difficult for me to celebrate myself. And I think some of you could probably relate to this. And for me, growing up, I grew up in a pretty dysfunctional family, and my dad was not around. He was an alcoholic, wasn't around. And so he just never celebrated me because he wasn't around to see anything. And then my mom had a serious mental illness, and it was hard for her to see me, I think, doing amazing things. And I can look back and really, really honor that I was doing some amazing things when I was younger. And I think I triggered her. And so she didn't celebrate me. In fact, I was shamed most of the time for my achievements. I remember pretty distinctly, I was in high school and I got a C in a class. I don't remember which one. And she told me I was stupid. And so bounce forward, I graduated top of my class with a master's degree. And then I was told that I was too good for the family, too good for her. And so there was never this, like, there was never celebrating. If I did well, if I got an achievement, I was the MVP of sports teams multiple years in a row. She never was there. She never came to a single meet, a diving meet that I was at. She didn't. And if she did, she would come and she would ask me why it was taking too long and she would leave and I had to find my own ride home. So, I mean, this is deeply ingrained in me that, like, I am not to be celebrated at all. So it comes from, like, a deep, deep, like, wounded place, which I have been doing a lot of healing around and a lot of inner child work and reparenting and, you know, all of the beautiful things that come in your spiritual awakening and that those dark moments of healing that need to be illuminated so that you can step in and celebrate. But it's been a lot of healing up to this point because it was difficult growing up in that kind of environment. And I know that I'm not alone in this because this is what happens when you grow up with dysfunctional families or families that are hurt and have not been given an example of what it's like to see the younger generation thrive. You know, I think there's a lot of people who say, like, I'm doing this so that my kids don't have to live the life that I did or, you know, whatever. And my mom would say things like that, like, I'm working hard so you can have a better life. And when I would step into a quote unquote better position in life, that was really difficult for her to see and witness. And it just wasn't good. It was shamed, like I said. And even, like, moving more from, like, my middle school, high school years into my young adult life, again, not celebrated. My mom didn't even come to my baby shower. When I got married, I didn't have a bachelorette party. I didn't have a bridal shower. I didn't even have a honeymoon. So there was, like, no celebrating any milestones. And I'm really trying to step out of that space and allow myself to receive celebration from others, to be acknowledged by others. And if there's not others around, to celebrate my own damn self, because I've done so much to get to where I'm at. And I think the difficult part for me is it's really important that I stay rooted and grounded. And I think for a long time, I thought, well, if I celebrate myself, then that's going to come off really cocky, or people are going to think X, Y, and Z, whatever it is, you know. And it's always been important for me to keep my integrity and be humble. And truly, honestly, I can celebrate myself from a really humble place, because knowing that, yes, I've done all this really difficult work and I've put in a lot of effort and I've been consistent and I've been through the trenches, but also acknowledging, like, I couldn't have done any of this without the strength of my faith and God beside me and guiding me and leading me through all of it. And really just allowing this spiritual space that I'm in to be the celebration. I wouldn't have anything that I have right now had it not been for my deep faith, knowing that the universe or God, however you relate to source, if I didn't have that connection, I probably would be living in a car. and I definitely wouldn't be celebrating myself. And so I really do give all of the glory to the spiritual realm, and not only just from a healing place from coming from a difficult background, but also celebrating all of the abundance that comes in when you open yourself up to receive, when you're in a place, a mind, an energetic space where you can allow the universe to show off. And you guys been around for a while, you know, these past 4 years since I left my ex-husband have been deeply spiritual for me. And I've had, I would say, like several spiritual awakenings along the way. And I'm in a place now that I can finally celebrate. And I want this message to be one of hope for you as a listener, if you're going through maybe a separation, or if you've dealt with dysfunctional family members or friends or family that have been triggered by your achievements and your success, is like, don't allow that to get in the way of you celebrating yourself, because you've worked damn hard and you should be really excited about that and celebrate all of the moments. And so this is your permission slip right here. And I want to thank all of you for flooding my DMs and celebrating along with me, and the text messages of being just as excited and sharing with me that you have tears of happiness for me. Thank you so, so much. And now when I say to you guys, you'll have a better understanding of when I say I rise, you rise. I am a template for you to look at, that you can rise also. And I'm going to celebrate you so hard. And I'm going to be right there cheering you on. And I'm going to be sending you love and light. And I want you to feel it deeply. And I didn't get here by accident. I got here because there's a message that is so much bigger than me to be shared. And so we're celebrating this moment. We're getting excited. And from the bottom of my heart, every crevice of my being, I want to extend gratitude to all of you for celebrating me. Let's celebrate you. Take those moments, write it down, get excited, pop a popper. You know, those little poppers. Pop a popper for yourself. Do a little dance. Do whatever that makes you feel elated and raises that vibration of celebration. Allow that in and allow people to celebrate you. Allow yourself to be open enough to receiving, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to overflow onto other people when it's your turn to celebrate somebody else. So take it all in, baby. And seriously, from the bottom of my heart, when I rise, so do you. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.